Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Feeling good, come on, we feeling good, come on. Hey, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios. D is not here this morning. She just needed a little reprieve. She needed a little day off. So we're going to give her that. I'm riding solo today. Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. She got that legal advice for you, that free legal advice at 7:50. We got your TMGs at the 23s, T.I. and 50 Cent. They going back and forth, man. Oh, Lord. We'll talk about that as well as all your local news and your motivation is on the way in about 10 minutes. But yes, you know it's Tuesday. And this week, I need some of them street tacos, man. El Latino's finest. I need some of that street steak tacos. I need the flour tortillas, not the corn ones. Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Sometimes it's useful to limit your options. You can focus on one thing longer when you eliminate your access to all the other things. When you're surrounded by options, you're constantly having to choose between them. Not only do you have to put effort into what you're focusing on, you must expend effort to maintain that focus. By limiting your options, you change the dynamic. You no longer have to spend time and effort avoiding the alternatives to the object of your focus. For example, when your car is in the shop, you don't have the option of getting in it and driving somewhere. That forces you to stay put and work on what's right in front of you. Another example is turning off or locking away your phone. Doing so eliminates all sorts of interruptions and temptations. It's generally good to have lots of options, yet it can be extremely helpful to intentionally limit those options in service of a specific purpose. As valuable as your options are, they can become even more valuable when you manage them well. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Currently, mostly cloudy and 35 in Grandview. AJ from 106 and Park, the original host of 106 and Park along with Free. He recently shared his thoughts on the current state of content and where social media is in 2026.
I think that everyone with a microphone shouldn't be amplified, but you know, I think the professionals are taking over again, and hopefully more and more of them will step forward. Everything changes, like with the music industry, how streaming is changing. It's the podcasting and the streaming that is changing how everyone takes all their news. And what people need to be very, very cautious about is that not everybody who's speaking knows what they're saying.
Amen. And I've seen that on multiple occasions where you'll get something that's trending, you'll get something that's going viral, and you be sitting there like, I know y'all not believing this crap.
It's so gross. It's so stupid.
I know y'all not believing this because this don't even make no sense. I can't tell you how many times that people have taken terrible, bad advice And then you see the aftermath and you're like, well, you shouldn't have listened to them.
Shut up. That is so stupid.
Can't listen to everybody, man. You got to have some type of discernment sometimes. Speaking of discernment, I'm not sure. My dog Clifford, y'all know I love T.I. That's my dog. But going against 50 is probably not the best idea, as he's found himself in the middle of a kerfuffle with 50 Cent, and he released a diss song. Check it out.
And you ain't the only one with Grammy before you had a deal. You think you special, end up somewhere pushing daffodils. You got less talent, you're less attractive, more average. You ain't got more motion, you're just moving where it led traffic. You moved out where it rapping, and they gave you a DMX pack. You ain't that savage. You 5-0 dispatch. Oh, to the oh man, Kapuff, let your baby. Gave a tartar sauce and mustard like a fish salmon. And if this want drama, I'm not landing. Once it's up, I'm not landing. Truces is outlanding. Cause you're not that and you're not that rich. Trying to stun on everybody with them white kids.
Okay, so tartar sauce and mustard? I don't know, dog. I said it yesterday. This is so 2006 of T.I.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
There is a bill that was introduced from the Missouri Senate, and they're considering it, and it will remove the statute of limitations for survivors of sexual assault. It will allow them to pursue justice in a civil court beyond a decade after the abuse. Now, currently, civil action is not allowed at the state past the age of 31. Senate Joint Resolution 93 would allow retroactive lawsuits related to childhood sexual abuse, so the alleged crimes committed before this year, should the bill pass, can still be brought to court.
We are seeking to eliminate the statute of limitations. But we're taking away that that time clock that says, now, if you're over the age of 31, there's nothing you can do, civil court-wise. They know that Missouri, because of the way our system of laws is right now, is a sanctuary state for pedophiles. We have to make this change. Now, this does not change the fact that, you know, these cases have to be adjudicated, right? There's going to have to be a day in court.
Victims should never be silenced when they've endured the unimaginable, because child sexual abuse itself is so shaming, and it already silences victims, which is why we see delayed disclosure. The global statistic is 1 in 5 girls and 1 in 7 boys will be abused as children. And if that's not a public health crisis, if that's not an epidemic, if that's not something every responsible adult should care about, then I don't know what is.
This is deep, y'all. And studies have shown survivors of sexual abuse rarely process the assault until much later in life. Like some people as late as in their 60s and 70s, y'all. So 32 other states have already changed the laws to eliminate the statute of limitations and enforce it retroactively. Missouri's statute of limitations has been in place since 1939, and many are calling it antiquated. So this is something that needs to be done. Everybody definitely deserves to be heard, and everybody deserves a day in court, especially if they went through something as traumatic as that.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in to Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams app. Or if you're doing the old school way, you're listening to your radio, you're on your way to your job, you traveling down Paseo right now, calm down, don't speed, okay? Don't speed. If you're on 71, just make sure you look out for everybody else, and don't get an attitude if you're on 435 right now. We love and appreciate you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know, we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world, but you're here with us, and we love and appreciate you. Let's run them shout-outs down, y'all. Let's see. Shout out to Rich Harris, man. He's always tapped in, man. Rich Harris, you know we love and appreciate you, dog. Carmen Nara says, good morning, cousin. Let's see. Shout out to Stacy Davis. She taps in every single morning. We appreciate and love you. Anastasia Jackson, good morning, cousin. What's popping with you? Let's see. Somebody says, shout out to my life saving man, Andre, heading to the ER. Have a great day. Love you, Brittany. Praying for you and your family. Elevated Awakening World. Happy birthday to my bestie for the resty spark. Love you. Have a great day. Let's see. What we got, some more shout outs. Let's see. Shout out to Charisse. Green, please and thank you. Okay, shout out to you. Anthony Drone, shout out Brandocious. He says shout out Shane Blaze and Big Reese. More shout outs. Imani Hill, happy birthday to you. Shout out to you. Ashley Garrett and Leah and Tay-Tay. That's a shout out from Tony. Naomi Williams, big shout out to you. Shout out to the Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco, my dog, A Kid in the Kitchen. And also, one more shout out, Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. We appreciate all the cousins that's always making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine. Appreciate you for that.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:21 on your time today. Look for highs to top out in the lower 60s. Currently, you are cloudy and cool with 37 in KCK. So, Lotus Flower Bomb, good song. Everybody loves it. Did you know that Roscoe Dash can now be found in the credits on the song after different digital streaming platforms didn't have him on there at all? Now, this Mark Wale's first top 40 hit as a lead artist and entered a Grammy nomination for Best Rap Song, but Roscoe Dash says that they was acting funny and he wasn't even credited.
I helped put together that record, and then the record came out later on and it had Miguel on it. And then I ended up seeing Miguel at the ASCAP Awards or something like that. And he was like, yo, I love your stuff. We'd love to get together and write, put some records together or whatever. And then the next thing I seen was a Complex interview with him saying he didn't know who I was and I didn't have nothing to do with the record. And I'm just like, well, you know, you didn't write the whole song. You only wrote this small little part right here. Everything else you sung was somebody else doing it.
Well, so, what did you write?
The hook of the song. Now, the problem came in when I went on promo tour shortly after that. I let Wale take the record, do whatever he was gonna do. We brothers, I wasn't tripping on, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever you need to do. I ended up going to DC, making a stop in DC on a promo tour or something. I'm sitting in a radio station and the song come on, brand new Wale featuring Miguel, Lotus Flower Bomb. Oh, that's the first time I heard the song since we cut it in the studio.
What?
So I'm like, yo, that's crazy work right there. I can't imagine how I would feel after that. If I done worked hard on a song and I done, like, this is something out of my creativity, out of my brain. And you taking credit for it, fam? Oh, no. See, it's not going down like that. And then a lot of times in studios, y'all, like, there'll be, like, a number of people in the studio sometimes in these studio sessions. And some people might come up with these parts, and then somebody might come up with this part. And then at the end of the day, when a song is done and all of that, some people come together and kind of manipulate the business that way. Not saying that's what happened in this particular circumstance, but yeah, it could get dicey in the music business a lot of times if your business is not tended to. In other news, speaking of not tending to your business, Candy Burris, she recently was on Watch What Happens Live talking about her separation and divorce from Todd.
How long had you and Todd been considering a separation before you decided it was the right decision?
Oh no, it happened like in July. July was when I was like, I can't do this no more.
Was there a specific moment or thing that happened?
Yeah, it was a specific situation that happened. I'm not talking about on Watch What Happens.
Okay, all right. Okay. What is your current relationship or nature of communication?
I mean, so, you know, we've been going back and forth through the whole divorce thing. So, of course, sometimes our conversations can get a little intense. But for the most part, you know, even if we argue, we still, you know, try to be nice to each other.
You're co-parenting.
We're co-parenting. Right. But I feel like once we're done with this, I really feel that we'll be able to be great co-parents. Because
good.
Our ultimate goal is
that's
to make sure
important.
That all of our kids are happy and that they don't feel the blunt of
yes.
our drama.
Oh, that's sad. But, yeah, you know, that I guess that's the silver lining in all this is that they will be, you know, protecting their kids from some of the madness that you can experience in some relationships sometimes. So, but I hate to see couples break up and divorce like that, man. It just, the time invested, the time seems like it's wasted now. Like, I don't know. Always don't like that type of situation. But good for the kids that they're going to be able to work it out for them.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Now it's time to throw it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, what you got?
Today for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law, we're going to be talking about what to do if you get hurt at a business. So first and foremost, I've been praying for all of the victims of gun violence, especially the families that were affected by the nightclub shooting. That has been very traumatic, and I'm just praying for all of your healing. So we're going to get right into it. What to do? Number one, the analysis for this, when people call me and ask me if they have a case, I'm going to say that number one, the owner has some sort of duty. So they have a duty to provide security or to shovel a sidewalk or something like that. And then they don't do whatever that duty that they're supposed to do. That is called a breach. Okay, so we have to decide that they had some sort of inaction. And then because of their failure to act, they are causing an injury. And so there has to be a duty, a breach. That breach caused some sort of damage, and that damage is ascertainable, or you can say what it is. And that could be an economic damage where that's something that you would have a receipt for. So you've had to pay for medication or doctor's bills. Non-economic damages are something like pain and suffering. That means that you were traumatized or you were inconvenienced by the injury or something like that. This type of law is called personal injury. I answer questions about this type of law all the time. And if you've got questions, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StaceyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StaceyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. You can hop on over to KPRT at 11:30 for Faith, Justice, and Victory, because we are going to be going over this topic at length. We go over topics like this every Tuesday. We're also going to be having a special guest on today. And so we're really looking forward to meeting you over there. Again, remember, it's Black History Month, so I want you to find a child and pour into them today, because you never know what a child is going through, especially with everything that's going on in the world. And if you are one of my young scholars going to school, I believe in you. I know that you're going to do great things today. Go to school. Be positive, and until next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisement.
What's up? It's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103.7.
Some of y'all might need a couple more extra snacks in your grocery list, because Kansas City leaders are considering a change that could allow some marijuana dispensaries to open around the clock. An ordinance headed to the Neighborhood Planning and Development Committee would amend the city's zoning and development code to permit comprehensive and medical marijuana dispensaries located at least 1,000 feet from residential zoning districts to operate 24 hours a day. Dispensaries that do not meet that distance requirement would continue operating under the city's standard hours of 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. So this proposal also limits special use permits for 24-hour operations to 5 years. Those permits could be renewed through a new application process and a public hearing. So all marijuana facilities would still be required to comply with state licensing through the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and existing spacings rules, including being at least 1,000 feet from elementary and secondary schools, very important, at least 300 feet from churches and daycare centers, maybe a little bit more than that, and at least 2,000 feet from other dispensaries. Yeah. Not sure if 24-hour dispensaries, more of those is what we need in this day and age, but business seems to be booming for that. So, yeah, we'll see where that goes.
TMG, the morning gossip, is the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:25 on your time today. Look for highs in the lower 60s. Currently, you are cloudy and cool on 71 and in Bannister Road. Took me a second to get them directions together for a second. Master P says that all money ain't good money.
I want to let y'all know, nobody know this. I turned down $10 million. For the Super Bowl. Somebody wanted me to do a Super Bowl commercial. I ain't gonna say no name. It's a insurance company, but and it's big, and it's like, we want you to be a rapper. We want you to rap in a commercial. I'm like, I'm not rapping in a commercial. Like, Kevin Hart is not doing stand-up comedian for Chase on the commercial. So I'm like, sometimes you gotta turn down, you know, all money ain't good money. So to be able to turn that down, I was like, Noah Gardner, even though I can rap if I wanted to, that's cool, but I don't want people to just stereotype me that I just need to be rapping on everything that you see me on. And I want kids to know that don't do no deals when you're desperate and don't do stuff that's gonna go against your integrity.
Some great advice right there, because you'll end up regretting something that you got a little bit of money for, and then later on, after you get the money is gone, and now you're looking back on your decision to do something that was against your ethics and against your morals, and it's like, this is here forever now, and you did this just for money? I mean, $10 million is hard to pass up. Maybe not if you're Master P, but if you're like you and I, that's a harder decision to make. But yes, never do anything with money that goes against what you stand for at the end of the day. In other news, Aaron Hall, singer from Guy, Uptown Records, y'all know back in the day. Aaron Hall, he's been formally served with a sexual assault lawsuit after authorities tracked him down at an extended stay America in Georgia. So the delivery of the legal documents comes after months of reported difficulty locating Aaron Hall. And according to All Hip Hop, the civil complaint was brought by Lisa Gardner, who alleges that Hall and Diddy assaulted her in 1990 when she was 16 years old. Gardner says the alleged incident occurred following an industry event connected to MCA Records. And she is seeking financial damages through the court.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Pisces season. Happy birthday to those friendly, helpful, sensitive, and compassionate Pisces.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to the son of Ice Cube, O'Shea Jackson Jr. Happy birthday to actor, most notable from Get Out and Black Panther, Daniel Kaluuya. Happy birthday to one of the best boxers of all time, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Sending birthday love to Cassie Lemons. Happy birthday to rappers Psy Baby and Earl Sweatshirt. Plus sending birthday love to Duchess Lattimore. Happy heavenly birthday to the creator of Apple, Steve Jobs. And happy 60th birthday to movie actor Billy Zane. Now let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Otisha Thompson, Shalice Lott, and Jessica Wynn. Happy birthday, Dutchie GMG, Alan Bird, and Lavina Randall. Sending birthday love to Dominique Jordan, Christine Jones, Janelle Taylor, and everybody else born on February 24th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
It's Neva, cousin.
How you feeling today?
I'm doing great. Stop work.
Good, good. All right, what's your check engine light looking like?
It's on.
Oh, no. Oh. See, this is why you calling in. We need to get you some of this money. So we can get that check engine light off.
Yes, sir.
You ready to win this Kansas Lottery S Games family of scratch tickets? So you can handle that business.
Yep.
All right. All you got to do is finish these lyrics.
She never give up my life. Besides the kids, I had nothing to show. Wasted my years, all full of life. I should have left your ass long time ago.
I'm not gonna cry. Second term, that's what you are.
Day of the week.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm rocking with you the long way.
No one else.
Oh, look at you. Gonna keep
helping you be on your feet.
Okay, we done. You just gonna keep going, huh? We got your $30 of Kansas Lottery S Games family of scratch tickets, giving you a chance to win up to $300,000 instantly, and you qualify to win up to $25,000 in bonus drawings. How about you? You wipe your tears with them dollar bills if you get that, huh?
Hello, hello. We're gonna help pay for a wedding here.
Uh oh. Okay. Congratulations, cousin. Okay. Okay.
Hi.
No waiting Excel for you. You excelling like a mug right now, huh?
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Congratulations. Hey, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
That's that Hustle and Shine.
Duh.